This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Deers here from Metal Shop. Metal Shop's Backstage Pass, Loud and Local, all things KISW. Wanted to do a quick shout out and just mention it's the new year. Happy New Year. I have a lot of really cool interviews coming up for 2022. And I'm hoping, fingers crossed, that it will be the return of live Metal Shop in studio as well as Loud and Local. I'll keep you up to date on that. A lot of moving parts to make that happen, but I'm really hoping that does. And in the meantime, I have a lot of cool interviews lined up. So happy New Year. And guess what? This interview doesn't sound quite as good as it usually does. It's not always perfect, but this one didn't sound quite as good. A little bit of a technical difficulties. I had to salvage this interview from a different file and, you know, mumbo jumbo. But on the back end of things, had to salvage this, and it sounds as good as it could, okay? So this is with a guitarist from a band called Aeon, Swedish death metal band. His name is Zeb Nilsson. They put out a record last year on Metal Blade Records, last year being 2021. Kind of weird to say, but I was on Metal Blade Records. It was their first album in 9 years. The record's called God Ends Here, and let's jump into it. My interview with Aeon guitarist Zeb Nilsson here on Metal Shop's Backstage Pass. Horns up, mother. So, how's it going? This is Metal Shop right now. I'm talking with Zeb from a band called Aeon, and they are they're a sick band that is from Sweden. They have a brand new album out. It's called God Ends Here, out now on Metal Blade Records. They're going to be presenting to you their first album in 9 years. It's available now. And, I wanted to chat with him a bit about, you know, what's been going on in his life. So first off, welcome to the show, man.
Thank you.
Yeah. How are you doing today, man? How are things over in Sweden? Are concerts happening? Is life back to somewhat normal?
Yeah, concerts and events are actually coming back right now. And to be honest, we didn't have any restriction near of what you had. Like, I, besides from not being able to go to concerts or play gigs, life has been pretty normal for me compared to like many other people around the world.
Okay, so what concerts have you been able to go to since you know everyone else hasn't been able? Were you able to go to concerts when we were all stuck at home, or?
No concerts, no events like that, not concerts or anything like that. But you know, I've been, you know, going to work as usual. I've been going to the grocery shop, and I've been, you know, going to the gym. Like, they didn't close gyms, for example, so I'm all jacked now.
Yeah, well, that's one thing I noticed in your Skype picture is you are quite jacked, so.
Nah, I wouldn't say that, you know.
So you just mentioned something, you're going to work. Obviously, you know, in extreme metal, not everyone is, you know, making millions. I was curious, what's like your career or your day job?
Oh, yeah, well, actually, I'm into landscaping.
Okay.
Like, for the, whenever there's no snow, you know, but as soon as the snow come, I'll start, you know, working with that, you know, plowing, blowing snow, stuff like that, and make sure people can get to their works, stuff like that. Yeah, so, like, we all have day jobs.
Yeah, that's the thing, man, is, you know, unless you're on, like, the high end level, and I don't even think there's that many bands that are like that in extreme metal, but, so, anyways, I wanted to chat with you about the new album. Like I said, it's called God Ends Here, and, you know, this is your first album in 9 years. What kind of kept you guys away, or were you guys working on this, kind of like your opus, or did you guys have other things you were working on? Personal life?
We did start working on it already back in 2014, but mm-hmm. then, you know, like, we had some switch of members, and we weren't a complete band for a couple of years there, and we actually found a drummer for a while there from Finland, Timo, and he joined us, and after a while, Daniel got back to the band, which was great. It really inspired me to really start going with the writing stuff. Well, then COVID hit us all.
Yeah.
So, which meant that it was kind of hard to work with a Finnish guy because he couldn't get over here to Sweden. So that's when we got in contact with Janne from Dark Funeral, started working with him. And we actually hesitated for a while because we didn't want to put out a new album and then, you know, not being able to ever tour, you know, support the album. After a while, we felt like, okay, we need to put this out now. We need to, you know, if we're too frustrated now.
Sure.
So we put it out and we started recording and everything. And I think we timed pretty well because things are looking much better now with the whole virus situation.
Yeah, it's the soundtrack to the world opening up again.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
So, in your opinion, so did you guys record the album during the pandemic?
Yeah, we did.
What was that process like for you? Was it any different than other albums? I'm assuming it must have been a little bit different.
Yeah, it was. We didn't ever meet up, you know. While recording, we when we did the demos for it, we did that before, you know, recording the real deal, and we were at Daniel's home studio doing that. But when we started recording the album, Janne, who recorded the drums, he did it. He has his own studio that he has built, you know, because that's what he's doing basically. Mm-hmm. He's session drummer besides being the drummer for Dark Funeral, so he's recording albums every now and then, and so it's a pretty good, you know, solution for him to have his own studio. So yeah. So he recorded his part there, and we recorded the guitars and the bass like in our own studios at home. Mm-hmm. And vocals were done in the same studio that we recorded like the last three album, already back to all the way back to Rise to Dominate, Path of Fire, and Aeon's Black. So yeah, and we also did some reamps for the guitar there as well. We used the Tap Marcion, the same amp we did use for the last album.
So a little bit different in the sense that you guys couldn't all be together during the whole process, but yeah, you know, a lot of familiar territory as far as being in the same studio and everything. So
yeah. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, so obviously the album is called God Ends Here, and I mean that just says it right there. Very anti-religious views, yeah. Statement there. I'm curious, you know, we don't need to get too deep if you don't want to, but I'm curious about, you know, when did you become kind of really opposed to religion in your personal life?
Well, first of all, it's basically Tommy who write the lyrics, so it's all, okay, you know, pretty much based on him and his beliefs and his lives. Okay. And I know he actually had a lot of encounters with the Jehovah's Witnesses, because they had their temple in a building right next to where he grew up.
Oh,
so okay. Yeah, so they couldn't really get along that well, as you might have guessed already.
Mm-hmm.
But me personally, I am not a huge fan of religion in general, no. So, but it's also, like, to me, lyrics, there are subjects, and I have written some of our lyrics mm-hmm. through the years. But usually what I do, I kind of more write like a story or something. I did for the last album. I believe I did two lyrics for two songs, which was Maze of the Damned. And mm-hmm. That was based on the old Greek mythology about the Minotaur, if you're familiar okay. with that.
Mm-hmm.
And the other one was... Oh, shit, I don't even remember the name of that song, but it was pretty much based of Mel Gibson movie Apocalyptic, or what's it called?
Oh, Apocalyptic.
Something like that.
Yeah.
It was basically written off of that story.
Okay.
So I guess my lyrics are a bit different than Tommy's.
Okay, all right. Well, good to know. You know, I didn't need... Yeah. Well, I shouldn't always assume and lump everyone together as far as a statement, you know. So it's good to know.
Yeah.
So over here in the United States, when we think of Sweden, we, you know, at least me personally, I'll speak for myself, I think of metal, you know, so many of the iconic, you know, Swedish metal bands. Growing up, was metal like a big thing? Was it, did you grow up in like a kind of a spring of just so much metal music around you, or was it harder to find?
I remember already being a kid. When I first heard heavy metal, like I was probably 5 years old or something, 5 or 6. Mm-hmm. And I remember walking with my mom and my younger brother, and there were some teenagers in a nearby park. They were having their huge speakers with the heavy metal.
Nice.
And yeah, and I was like, wow, what is that? That sounds so cool. Because mm-hmm. I wasn't really a big fan of music except for old classical pieces like you know, those more minor based, more like Hall of the Mountain King, for example, and mm-hmm. old Karl Orff, Carmina Burana, stuff like that. Until I heard this heavy metal music, and I didn't realize what it was. And then after a while, you know, I found more and more of that, and I got vinyls and cassettes. So I kept listening to it. I remember, like, the first album from Wasp. I couldn't stop listening to it, really, honestly. I was so into it. And then I got older and older and got more into heavier and heavier stuff like thrash metal, Metallica, of course, and Testament and stuff like that. And then in the early 90s, I guess, I found death metal. I think probably the first death metal band I heard was Napalm Death. And at first, I couldn't get it. You know, it was just too extreme. Like, I couldn't stand the vocals, but now I love it.
So I bought
an album and I kept listening to it until I really dug it. And then, you know, I found the Swedish style, like Dismember, Entombed, Grave, those old bands. And I really got into that. And I also got into Cannibal Corpse, DSI, Morbid Angel, of course, those bands, the American style. And that's what I kind of got into the most, that I really wanted to play, you know. So,
well, then it's fitting that you guys, you know, are with Metal Blade, because that's just like the most iconic as far as, you know, putting out so much of that stuff.
Yeah, it was great.
So when did you pick up a guitar and start learning that?
Yeah, that's funny, because I was in eighth grade, and I remember I got to the library at the school that I was going to, and I had never really, I was, like I said, I was into heavy metal since kid, but I never had the, I never, like, it never crossed my mind that I could actually play it myself.
Yeah.
And I went to the library at school, and I heard in some nearby room, some other probably kid played Paranoid by Black Sabbath.
Nice.
And I was like, I could actually see in my head, you know, what kind of chords did he play? And it's kind of hard to describe, really, because it sounds pretty weird, I guess. But as soon as I got home, I picked up my mom's acoustic, and I played what I saw in my head. I just played it on the guitar, and that was
Paranoid. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So it was like intuitive to you, man. It was like you were born to play.
Yeah, I like to think like that. Now, again, like, I wasn't able to play Yngwie style at first, but, you know, for some reason, I could play some stuff, you know. And I was just easy learner, I guess.
So your parents were musicians as well? They had instruments around the house?
Yeah, they had instruments. They weren't, like musicians. I wouldn't say that, no.
Okay. But they had some stuff around for at least for you to learn, and that's an awesome learning environment, creative at least, so that's great. So I'm curious about, here's a question that, since, you know, you dropped some names of some of your early favorite death metal bands. You know, we all know the quote unquote big four of American thrash. So you got Slayer, Metallica, Megadeth, and Anthrax. In your opinion, and this is just your opinion, your favorites, what are your big four death metal bands? And it doesn't have to be American death metal bands. So big four death metal bands. Yeah.
Well, definitely Cannibal Corpse, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Morbid Angel, Deicide, Suffocation.
All right. Nice, dude. I like that. And they just all happen to actually be American. So interesting.
Yeah, from the East Coast.
Yep, exactly. So right on, man. So I'm curious about beside, you know, recording the album and working on that. Was there anything else that you personally did to keep you sane during the pandemic? You mentioned working out. Was that a main thing for you?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah, that was like my therapy. Keeps myself sane, like you said.
Is there any albums that, you know, you love, but people might be surprised that the guy from Aeon likes? Like, is there anything that's like not metal that you love?
Oh, yeah. What would that be? I do listen to a lot of like old classic music, and I do listen to like music score for movies as well. which might not surprise everyone if you listen to some of the intros that we're having, that I actually like. I do love strings and choirs and stuff like that, and brass, stuff like that, really. If you, some stuff are amazing.
Yeah, absolutely. I could pick up on that from listening to some of your intros, like you said. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So play along with me here. If you were to suddenly be forced to choose between only ever performing live and not being able to record, or only being able to record and not play live, which would you choose?
Oh, yeah. Like, playing live is what I love. That's the best part of being a musician. But, you know, it's... No, that's a hard... Like, but, you know, create, like, write new stuff and record it is magic, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, no. No, I'd say I'd have to go with play live.
Okay. Right on. And hey, you know what? You can jam on stage and create music, and that's your loophole.
Why not? People can record bootlegs.
Exactly. That's your way of getting around it, is you could just say, hey, screw you. Just create a new song on the fly. So.
Yeah, life hack.
Exactly. All right, man. Well, I just have one more question for you. So if you can, pick a scar on your body and tell us the story of how you got that scar.
Oh, I don't have many of them. I do have one on my hands. That was actually when I was a teenager. A friend of mine, he was waving around with one of the butterfly knives.
Oh, okay.
And I was sitting next to him on a couch, and I was explaining something, and I was like... making gestures with my hands and arms. So I put out my arm exactly when he was, you know, waving the butterfly knife. So it actually cut down to the bone. So that's one of the scars that I have. It's not big, but it's a scar.
Glad you didn't get any, like, nerve damage and you're able to still play guitar.
No. Nothing on that.
All right. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to do the interview. Any final words for Metal Shop and the Northwest?
Yeah, sure. If you haven't picked up our new album, I think you should. If you don't want to buy it, go listen to Spotify, which you probably have.
Awesome. Well, I appreciate it, man, and have a good one, and I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good one. Bye.
Yeah, use it. Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.